Today is Wednesday, November 20th. This is the strategic panel on ICANN's role in internet governance. The time will be from 11:45 to 12:45.
This is Tinder Wong joining from Hong Kong, a strategic panel for member. Thank you. I'll be on mute.
Good morning. Can you hear me well? Yacha, can you hear me well? Wolfgang, can you hear well? Thank you. Just sound check. I believe we have Pindar Wong on the bridge. Pindar, can you hear us well if you are there?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear, Alejandro. Thank you.
And we hear you like if you were here. Excellent, Pindar. So this is the public consultation meeting of the strategy panel on ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem. My name is Alejandro Pisanti. I have for you greetings from Vint Cerf, the chair of the panel, who is unable to be here and to take part in the session. Some other members of the panel are present and we'll introduce them in a moment. The objective of this session, the purpose of this session is to briefly present the panel and mostly to gather input from you. We will give a little bit of structure to that input in a moment, again, as we run this very brief presentation. The objectives of the panel are to provide an advisory framework and a forum for strategic planning to support ICANN's function in the evolving internet governance ecosystem. The way we've structured the work of the panel goes through the following steps, which are to convene the panel, which has already happened, and of course to convene the community, as you are already here, and very glad also, and I apologize for having my back towards people. So to convene, to confer, to consult, which we will be doing not only on this occasion, but we will, as you will see in our work plan in a moment, we will have a couple of rounds of public consultation as our work evolves, to advise ICANN leadership, and then to expire and dissolve the panel. There's no intention of lingering over any period of time. The way we are working is with a public email list. That's an address which everyone can use to direct email to the panel. We have an internal email list. We will have more focused opportunities for interaction with the community through webinars, hangouts, or conference calls. If possible, these will be regional in order to attend to different time zones so that they're practical and not forcing people or excluding people because of their inability or unwillingness to stay up till 4 a.m. or to start their days at 4 a.m. For this interaction. And we will have a wiki for drafting text internally, which will be the back office for the publishing of documents. Next slide, please. The panel deliverables are a review of ICANN's place in the evolving internet governance ecosystem, suggestions of ways to enhance ICANN's stewardship function over its field of, within its mission, within a complex network of interests, to propose guiding principles for evolving and implementing ICANN's transnational multi-stakeholder policy-making model, and to propose a roadmap for globalizing ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem. Next slide, please. The membership in this panel, as you may have seen, is chaired by Vint Cerf, and the members are Adiel Akplogan, who I think is, again, not able to be in this room right now, Michael Barrett, Hartmut Glaser. If any of you are present here and I have not seen you, please identify yourselves loudly and visibly. Eric Hauser, Hagen Hulch, who's here. Janice Karklins, who was not attending. Luis Magallanes, Debbie Monahan, who has been around for the physical meeting. And myself, can we have the next slide, please? We have also Alice Muñoz, PJ Narayanan, myself, Alejandro Pisanti, Carlton Samuels, who's here. Carlton, can you identify yourself visibly? Thank you. Ismail Seragheldin from the Library of Alexandria, and Pindar Wong, who is present on the bridge, as you have already heard. But Pindar, if we can just hear you again so people will know your voice when you take part.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pindar from Hong Kong.
Thank you, Pindar, and I hope it's not a very ungodly hour in Hong Kong. So, next slide, please. Here are the affiliations of the panel members. This presentation will be up on the website, so you can look at this in detail. And we will, move on to the next slide. There's the timeline on which we're working is quite aggressive. We plan to have a first draft output by January 15th, which means that some people will be working over the holiday season in December and early January. We know that both in the northern and southern hemisphere, it gets a lot harder to convene people for work. But after 15 January, it gets even harder in some places, easier in others. So we plan to have a first draft output, hear comments from the community while we're taking the final, output by January 31st. We plan to have a public webinar in mid-January, as soon as we have the draft out. As it's done in many other processes in ICANN, we'll try to have two webinars the same day or in contiguous days at different times so that they enable, facilitate participation from different time zones. We'll have a public comment period on the final document. That public comment period will be directed now to ICANN as an addition to the document we delivered. The timeline that was set for us was for finishing the work on January 31st, and the plan is to basically dissolve the panel after that date and leave it for ICANN leadership to absorb the comments, absorb and process the comments. Next slide, if you can, if there's one. Will be questions. I think that we'll go back, Hagen, if you can help me. Thank you. To the slide that has the four work items. That one. So if this is a useful way to conduct the session, I think that we will now immediately start to go on listening mode, and we would like to conduct a discussion along, let's say, set up separate time slots, about 15 minutes for each, for the 10 minutes for each, because we don't have a lot more time, for these four items. So we would first ask for suggestions on how to do the review of ICANN's place in the evolving internet governance ecosystem, information or opinion sources. That should be particularly taken into account, that the panel should not ignore, and any strong opinions that we could, given the time frame for this consultation, we could follow up with you through correspondence or other means. So we'll try to keep, I'm very glad and I'm welcoming you particularly warmly because this is a huge crowd, a very impressive turnout, both in the number and the caliber of the participants. We see lots of experience come together, as well as people well known for their drive and commitment. So it's great to be able to serve you as a channel for the panel's work. So we'll keep a very open format of participation, but we will keep times of participations very brief so that there is time enough for everybody who wants to speak to do so. So the floor is open for the community. I have Paul Toomey. Let me just take notes. You have Paul Toomey, Werner Schaub. Your name, please. Wolf, sorry. Ludwig and Vanda Skartesini need to begin with, and then if I don't see with someone behind my head, just please make me see it. So Paul Toomey, please.
Yeah, I'm Paul Toomey, a former CEO and former chair of the GAC. Can I just make three quick observations, obviously bigger ones to come back to, and I'm trying hard not to be the ghost of Christmas past at this ICANN meeting, but a couple of observations. First of all, none of those topics are new in the history of the ICANN community, and I hope this committee does actually do a proper literature review of the community, going back to the founding IFWP process, and how much this was actually discussed, and how each of these topics was, you know, delineated. So these are not new topics. And this community has, over a period of time, defined where it wants to be. So we shouldn't take those questions as implicitly saying there's supposed to be some expansionary going forward thing, which at the moment it reads a little bit that way. So that's my just a first observation. Second observation, the running of this root zone is itself a global function. And so when we talk about globalizing ICANN's role in the internet governance system, I think we need to be a little careful about in an IP protocol that doesn't have geography in the protocol and some of the functions that are taken, they are instantly a global function. So we just need to distinguish between protocol globalization, if you like, versus what might be more geopolitical. I think I'll just leave it at those two points, just for the record.
Thank you, Paul. Next is Werner Schaub, please.
Werner Schaub, and work for CORE, which is a participant in the internet governance debate, or has been for many, many years. The first point is about the word ecosystem. You know, we actually imply openly that this is about keeping living off internet governance, making a living like that. Maybe that's just a fact. You know, we have to accept it, that this is a job. But it also means that, you know, we may be in a logic of expansion, just as Paul Toomey said. You know, we try to get market share in internet governance. Should that be the logic? When we here suggest ways to enhance ICANN stewardship, is that the market share logic? I hope not. I think we should talk about enhancing the quality of ICANN stewardship, and that specifically means, very importantly, that ICANN shouldn't try to centralize everything here, you know, in the ICANN meetings. They're already overloaded, but ICANN should allow governance to happen where it should be. And we have a very important example right now going on, specifically in the context of community-based TLDs, where we have decisions being made now, where actually it seems in a number of cases the community's governance is being discarded, and speculators are being put in the position of doing governance in communities. That is something we have to take very, very seriously.
Thank you, Werner. I don't know if I can briefly tell you that one of the guidelines that we established for ourselves in the first working session we had Monday was a very, very hard boundary on mission creep. So that should... I'm saying this in order for everybody to know that we are in the panel at least completely convinced that whatever we do and recommend will be against an expansion of ICANN's mission that's already, as you said, pretty stressed. Thank you. Next is Wolf Ludwig, please.
Wolf Ludwig Knoben, I'm still the vice chair of the GNSO for the next 3 hours. Well, just an observation with regards to the scope of this this panel and with regard in relation to the scope of the other panel dealing with internet governance. So that's my observation that there may be some overlaps in that. So I would like really to ask this panel to take a look on that and really make clearly the scope of that there is no any overlap and any interrelation or clashing between those two panels. That's just an observation. Thank you.
Van der Scartesini, please.
Yeah, my name is Van der Scartesini for the Hague, the Hague. I'm from Brazil. well, my point is directed to suggestions that we need to review community approach, the way we divide the world and the way we structure the rallos is far from good. So we have an opportunity to think in an ecosystem. We need to rethink how to involve community by regions and be deeply, devoted to really engage and redefine the way they work. So that is my direct suggestion. Thank you.
Mrs. Gates.
Thank you. My name is Marilyn Cade, and I think Paul Toomey stole some of the comments that I wanted to make, but I'm going to make them again with more explicit ideas. Yes, I think that not only this panel, but the other panels need to have an understanding of where we came from and why we came from those places. And the other thing I would say is there was a huge amount of work done during the 3 years of the President's Strategy Committee with the use of internal resources, huge consultation with the community, and external resources. And I think that there's some value to also understanding what was learned during that process, because the community assessed many things, and yes, it is past, but that doesn't mean that it's not important. Having said that, I want to go on to, I do think there is a significant amount of overlap in things that are going on, and I'm going to ask the panel to think with us about the following situation. The panels overlap with each other. You almost can't avoid overlap of topics, overlap of interest from the community. The same people in the community and more broadly need to be participating in each of those panels. So we've got a real challenge there. And at the same time, we also have a separate initiative that's been launched called OneNet, where people, which is also going to look at and engage on participation in support of and expanding the multi-stakeholder model. And we also have a series of events where discussion about where should multi-stakeholder activities take place. And I would say to you that it's not only in internet or in technical coordination. We use the words the evolving internet governance ecosystem. Some of you may think you know what that means. I think whether it's inclusive or exclusive in its list, we ought to try to come to commonality on what our definition of those players and spaces are, and then come to commonality on understanding that in some cases ICANN might watch what was going on. In other cases, ICANN might participate through the community. In other cases, ICANN might communicate and participate directly. Thanks.
Thank you. Chuck Gomez, please.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks to the panel for all the time you're going to work on this. I appreciate that. I hope it's okay if I back up. You don't need to back up the slides, but in the target dates, in April, the slide showed board action. I'm curious as to what action is expected on the part of the board in April.
The process, thank you. Carlton, can
This is Carlton for the record. Probably it's a little bit overreaching there, but the idea is that there's going to be a report, and this report is intended to be a part of the strategic planning process. So we are going to send it to the president, and presumably the president will share it with the board. And this is all going to be grist for the strategic planning process, Chuck. I hope that answers your question.
So what, if I can continue, Chuck again, what action is expected by the board there?
Maybe it's just a matter of giving them insight into what the thinking is and what the recommendations are, but from the group. But definitely it's not about voting on anything, not of that nature.
Teresa Swiner has a comment here.
Chuck, I think there's been on the Monday session that we had with regards to the strategy panels, there was also a slide which I think everybody has seen, but I would just go to the website, which shows the timeline of the strategy panels, the output which will be put out for public consultation, the threads of which will also then be used in the context of informing the strategic plan. Obviously, it also helps inform the board and the community overall. So I think you've seen that. Do you want me to send that to you? No? Okay.
Jeff Brueggemann.
Thank you. Jeff Brueggemann, AT&T. I wanted to pick up on the comment about looking historically at what ICANN has accomplished. And I think not only is that a useful thing to do to avoid duplication and to learn from, but I actually think it in and of itself is a helpful thing for this panel to document. This reminds me a lot of the discussion about IGF improvements. We want to always be looking ahead, but there is also a benefit to documenting how much evolution ICANN has already accomplished. And this can be a very good resource in the current environment where ICANN is getting more visibility internationally than maybe it has before to present that history as a really relevant part of your work. But of course, I also think looking ahead is really going to be a valuable part of what you're doing as well to give thoughts on how to position ICANN going forward. And Alejandro, I was reminded of our work on the security review team and how we thought that the role of ICANN was a critical foundation for assessing what should ICANN be doing. And it strikes me that looking at that same functional approach of there's ICANN's core mission, which we are concerned about mission creep, but there also is an important multi-stakeholder platform role and outreach role that ICANN can play. And I think what we're seeing is a lot of pressure and draw for ICANN to be involved in those other areas. And I think as long as we clearly define when it's doing one function versus the other, that will help to, I think there are good reasons for ICANN to do that, but it will help to avoid any blurring of responsibilities as they are embarking on this broader internet governance discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Becky Byrne.
The title of the strategy group is ICANN's role. I think ICANN has roles, and I think it's useful to be mindful of the differences in those roles. So I would just urge you, because I just think the sort of depending on what role ICANN is playing, and it legitimately plays different roles on different issues, there are different rules, different needs, different constraints, all of those things that ought to be associated with it. So I'm a little bit of a broken record on this notion that we need to clearly contemplate, we need to identify and articulate what role ICANN is playing at any particular moment, and then think about what things go along with that role. And I think you guys could do us all a huge service by helping us think more in a more disciplined fashion about the different kinds of roles that ICANN legitimately plays.
Thank you very much. Sir, who's next? Raimundo. Mr. Raimundo Vega.
Oh,
Raimundo Vega, former ICANN director, also member of the President's Strategy Committee. I would like to elaborate more on what Becky said. We are putting an accent in the growth in legitimacy.
Raimundo, we need you to get the microphone closer.
Okay.
The sound's not coming loud enough nor clear enough.
Okay. Well, I was saying that I would like to elaborate more on what Becky Burrow said, is putting an accent on the issue of legitimacy, because I think the most of the growth since ICANN inception is a growing in legitimacy, and that's the point.
Thank you, Raimundo. Other speakers. Bertrand de la Chapelle.
Hi, Bertrand de la Chapelle, director on the ICANN board. If I look at the four lines, if we can go back to the slides. The interesting thing is, on the first point, I believe that part of the discussions that you will have is the understanding of the expression internet governance ecosystem. For a lot of people in this environment, the internet governance ecosystem has been limited in terms of the landscape to what I usually call the governance of the internet, i.e. the IIRs, the ITF, IAB, etc., and ICANN. We are all collectively the ones who are in charge of the logical layer of the internet. And for a long time, the role of ICANN in this ecosystem was and is still quite clear. What has changed is the understanding in the broader landscape that the internet governance ecosystem is a much larger, that internet governance is much larger. This was initiated by the WSIS. But today, we don't have a larger internet governance ecosystem because there are no institutions. So one of the challenges is the place in the evolving internet governance ecosystem goes on two legs. On the traditional part, the role has not changed much and should not change much. On the larger dimensions, which is now much more political and so on, should ICANN say we are technical, therefore we should completely shy away from this? Should there be a role that should not be a mission creep? Is there a particular role because the people who are in the community are also engaged in the other aspects, focusing on how the, on the term evolving, the internet governance ecosystem is evolving, and this is why the role needs to be addressed. The second thing, I'm not sure I absolutely understand the second bullet point. If it can be inside ICANN, how the different groups are functioning, but as the panel is more about the ecosystem in general, the question is, what kind of leadership role should we or not take in some of the discussions? Particularly, as we saw in the new GTLD program, there is now a tension to bring some content-related issues to the new GTLD debate. Where should the line be drawn? That's an important element. And finally, the third bullet point, actually, we're talking about the policy-making model, but here I would echo what Becky is saying. ICANN is not only a policy-making body. It's already amazing that it is a policy-making body, not just a standard. But it is also an execution body. It has capacity to execute the policy and even to have compliance enforcement. So how this function is evolving is important as well. And also, a third dimension that we see emerging more and more is that there are disputes related to what we are deciding. It can be disputes about compliance. It can be disputes now about the panels that have been established. There will be other issues. How is ICANN going to grow the capacity to solve some of the disputes that emerge around internet governance issues? Again, without changing the mandate, but even within our mandate, This is an accountability important element. And sorry, finally, on the word globalizing, if I look at the discussion we had in the strategy planning process session, globalizing and internationalizing are two words that cover two completely different dimensions when we talk about ICANN. One is the outreach, the hubs, the multilingualism, and so on. And the other is, and has been for a long time, a code word for the evolution of the INF function. So you have to be clear in the third, in the fourth bullet, what is being meant by globalizing ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem, whether you address one or the other or both, and how this connects with other types of panels that we're talking about.
Thank you, Bertrand. Klaus Stoll.
Klaus Stoll, MBOK. ICANN's function historically has been resolving names and numbers, and I think what I would like to encourage the panel to be very, very positive and try to think in the way as how can we resolve and what methodologies can we offer in the current situation of the internet governance, which is quite simply stuck. As somebody who's moving between different so-called internet governance bodies, I can say that the only body who's actually thinking about how it could be positively resolved is ICANN. The rest of the bodies is how do I guarantee guarantee my rights, or how do I expend my power? And I think one of the roles of ICANN should be in this, to look. Actually at internet governance and at the ecosystem from the point of view of the other, for example, from the point of view of the governments, from the point of view of the UN and so on and so on, and say which model could be possible to resolve these, and what can we positively offer to say, okay, here's a solution. Does that work or not? Thank you.
Paul?
Thank you, Alejandro. Sorry to delay second time, but I want to sort of put a couple of counterpoints for us to help you. I think one of the things we should be very aware of is, for those of us certainly who went through the World Summit for Information Society process, is that the WSIS process imposed on ICANN a certain symbolic value. I can tell you that ICANN did not go looking for that symbolic value, which might be a little different to the way some of this is cast and some of the discussions. So I think that's a really important issue. ICANN defined itself very narrowly. It found itself being symbolized for a couple of reasons I come back to. So I think we should distinguish that. Secondly, I think we should, in the whole discussion of internet ecosystems, we should be aware that this is driven a lot by governments. Governments are mostly concerned about content. And there is an enormous ecosystem on content that this community often is fairly ignorant about, frankly. And so I think we should be careful in this community to say internet ecosystem and then have it defined basically as a transit and protocol layer, when vast amount of it's about content, and that's a much more sophisticated, local, often local issue. We should also, Bertrand, you must forgive me now, we should be very careful about this phrase about governance, because in the international system, in nearly everywhere in the international system, what governments do is reflect their domestic situations into the international system. We see that all the time. On the issues, on some of these issues that are emerging, where the phrase is said, we need somewhere to put things, right? I would posit to you that that reflects the constitutional frameworks of certain countries, and essentially post-Napoleonic constitutional frameworks in Central Europe and in Latin America, which tend to have a Cartesian model of delineating powers. In my own country, in the sort of Anglo-Saxon countries, except for the federal constitutions, the local state constitutions are essentially medieval and open. In Southeast Asia, they're very similar. So I would just make the point that this argument that governments need a place to put things, from a large part of the world I come from, they don't need that. It's certain parts of the world seem to say that, other parts of the world don't. So we should just be a little careful about buying this idea, and I'm pushing back a bit on that. And then the final point I'd make to the committee, which I know the committee knows, is keep an eye on the, and this is generally on for all the panels, keep an eye on the long play, because there's some governments in the world who are playing a long play, and this issue is simply another pawn in the big game. And we should not be naive about that, and we should not put ourselves looking pure and thinking what we're doing the right thing and inadvertently play ourselves into a weak position.
Thank you. Roberto Gaetano. One second. I only want to welcome Debbie Monahan, a panel member who's now here.
Roberto Gaetano, for the record. Well, the first point has been touched by Paul. That was, I would like to reinforce the aspect that is should be intrinsic in defining a strategy that is the long-term view. The second point is a consequence of this. By taking a long-term view, seeing that there is a slow transition in a situation in which, if I see the points over there, ICANN is going to enhance his its stewardship and implementing the policy-making model, I think that sooner or later we need to face the problem that we are going to have in terms of the separation between the policy making and the increasingly big role that ICANN will have in the internet community, and the functions that ICANN still has in terms of executing some of the consequences of the policy. At one point in time, we will be facing the problem that ICANN will make two things: define the rules and then be a player according to these rules. And I think that if we take the long-term view, I think that we should start thinking about this pretty early in the game, in the moment that we are going towards an increasing role of ICANN in the world of politics.
Thank you, Roberto. And very briefly, to the wording enhance ICANN's stewardship function, it came up as enhancing this function in contrast to other trends, to the particularly to some of the operational and dispute field, if not dispute resolution, on the commercial interests of business growth and so forth. As we started defining things for the panel, recovering and not leaving the stewardship function is one of these keys that we see as guidelines going forward. In that sense, it does not mean an expansion of mission. It's rather
being much more concentrated on the attitude and the function of being a steward for the resources that are ICANN's responsibility. And that again doesn't mean the word stewardship then also means not command but stewardship or patronage, to use a word from other languages. Yes, Roberto.
Just a very quick thing. You are perfectly right, but I think that we have to take into account the perception that the rest of the world will have on this.
Carlton.
Thank you. So we are talking about stewardship, and we are talking about taking the long-term view. We have to look over the horizon. Here's something I want to put forward. If we look at where the growth for the next billion entrance to the internet is going to be, it's in the South, and it's in Asia. And if we look at correlating that with the governments and governance structures in those areas, this is where we have the greatest tension, and this is where we have the greatest need for governments, as you say, multilateralism, another word, to have a place on the shelf. That was one of the things that came up. We should look that this is a long-term vision. There's lots of elbows out there, but what they're looking for is an expansion of roles, and they want to place on the shelf. Given those facts, where the growth is going to come from, and the natural inclination for those areas of growth to want to have more influence in the ecosystem, how does this group see this panel interacting with those facts?
Ms. Bickenberg.
I just want to follow up on something Paul said that I'm actually confused by, so I want to ask you to clarify.
Can you and the microphone get in a closer relationship?
Just for you.
I don't know who has to move, but...
The microphone. I want to ask a follow-up question on a comment that Paul made about being clear about the internet governance ecosystem, defining that, and the sort of content-ish world. Were you suggesting that that's not part of the ecosystem? Because I'm just worried that if we define away things that think they're part of the ecosystem, we're going to be in trouble.
No, I'm saying it's absolutely part of the ecosystem. And actually, just to come to the last point, a lot of the issues that governments, I come from the South too, so I don't use that term, come from, the developing parts or the emerging economies or whatever, parts of the world you talked about. Sorry, that was supposed to be a joke for my fellow Argentinians, but it didn't work. A lot of the issues they are concerned about are a lot about content, and the point they've also got a real interest in the system. So I'm not discounting the point you're making as well. I think that's right. But they are very concerned about content, and it's in the ecosystem. But ICANN should be very careful not to say that it's somehow or other the symbolic center of that discussion.
I agree.
Sorry, that is Carlton.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a stewardship issue. See, you see, this is exactly what I was talking about. We understand that most of what they're talking about is about content, and we understand ICANN's role via the content. And so in terms of stewardship, I was asking the question, what then do you see a possible role for ICANN or a possible position for ICANN within this specific corner of the space?
Right. So I think that we should be careful with the word stewardship. I don't think ICANN puts itself up to be the steward of freedom of expression, or the steward of protection of children, or the steward of... These are all important, but I don't think ICANN's in that space. I think a commitment to a globally growing, scaling infrastructure that works as one something, you know, on the, you know, the protocol roles, I think I completely agree. But yes, content is inside, but we should be very careful not to say we've got any role in that, I think.
Hagen Holsch, panel member.
I'm very pleased to listen to all these arguments throughout the last few minutes. I agree with Paul and some other that the word stewardship is risky, even though that what we have accomplished in ICANN over the years may be an example for other arenas of this globe, especially the multi-stakeholder achievements and also the bottom-up structure of ICANN, which is behind, for example, line item one, what is the governance ecosystem? And we may use our, I think, good experiences to convey a harmonized internet into the globe, into the different cultures, into the different government structures, into the different states. And that's why it's so important to think about what is the best strategy to further evolve that into a world which may even be, let's say, enhanced or changed or modified, become more effective with all these digitized structures we have experienced throughout the last 2 or 3 decenniums, which has changed us. So I like the word. The words, even the word stewardship, even though I believe it's risky. And that's why the strategy committee has to carefully use these thoughts in order to develop some good mechanisms, which they will then present to the board of ICANN for further action, whatever action this case means. Basically, I'm pleased to see what all of us have said, and we try as a committee to combine it into a very, let's say, readable structure of words.
Thank you, Hagen. Very briefly, on behalf of the panel, when we talked about stewardship and decided that this should be there, and it's also part of the mandate that we got, it's stewardship over ICANN's responsibility. We are not aiming to propose that ICANN acquire any stewardship function outside what it already has, which is global allocation of IP addresses, global coordination, central global coordination of domain names, and IETF protocol parameters. Anything else will have to come from the input that we get from the community, but we are not looking at that, and we do look at how to keep that stewardship function working and concentrated on it in this much more complex network of interest that the internet has now. Next speakers, I have Marilyn Cave, Wolfgang Kleinbechter, and Lynn Santamore, and we have 7 minutes left of this session, so if there's time, we'll also have Bertrand de la Chapelle and the closing remark. That will close the list.
My name is Marilyn Cade. I want to go back to what I said earlier and see if I can be clearer. When I said that we need to really look hard at who's on the list, so to speak, of organizations that we think are in the internet governance ecosystem, I just want to, maybe I'll give a couple of examples. You see, I think that, in fact, when it comes down to addressing the uses and misuses of the unique identifiers, ICANN probably does have a responsibility and a role. And so that's not focusing on content, but it is focusing on how what we do have stewardship over can be used and misused. At the same time, I would say that this has to be, we have to reflect the recognition that, and let me use IDNs as an example, and the collaboration between ICANN and UNESCO. So, you know, when you look at that first bullet and go through this examination, but I will also support what Paul has said, but I think Paul was saying is that content, both the mores and the standards and the laws, is heavily, heavily, heavily localized. And the concerns that governments usually bring have to do both with access to content and knowledge for their citizens, but also concerns about their citizens being harmed in some way. So, you know, I go back to, we got to think about
who's in the ecosystem, how do we define the ecosystem, and then what is the different role that we might play, roles, yes. Becky.
Thank you, Marilyn. Wolfgang Kleinwächter, 3 minutes max, 2 minutes max.
Yeah, I think it's important what Hagen said, that ICANN is first of all an example, best practice or something like that. When ICANN started 15 years ago, it was an experiment, how to manage a global resource in a new way, bottom-up, transparent, open, inclusive. I see ICANN first of all for the internet governance ecosystem and the political ecosystem which surrounds the internet governance ecosystem as a source of inspiration, as a possible alternative, how to manage global issues in this new way to achieve more sustainable results. So it's indeed a source of inspiration. And why ICANN looks beyond its own fences and looks into the internet governance ecosystem and the political ecosystem which surrounds this internet governance ecosystem. I think the priority for ICANN is to bring its own house in order and to give this good example, to be a good source of inspiration. But it has to invest also in environment protection. If the environment is polluted, if there comes a storm or a typhoon out from this environment, this is bad for the internet governance ecosystem and that's bad for ICANN. That's why we have to have an investment in this environment protection, and this is, let's say, the other leg. So ICANN is on two legs. The standing leg is our homework. This is the very limited technical mission we have in managing these resources. But standing on one leg doesn't mean that you can use the other leg for playing in other fields. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn Santamore.
Thank you. I think we need to find a third leg, Wolfgang, so we make sure it's the most stable possible. My comments have been overtaken a little bit by a couple of the last speakers, and particularly Marilyn, because I was going to point out earlier that I think there were probably as many definitions around the internet governance ecosystem we're trying to talk about here as there is multi-stakeholder. But I think Marilyn said it really well with respect to, I think, one of the first orders of work is to get clear on the internet governance ecosystem definition that is actually being used in this context.
Thank you, Lynn. From the panel, we have comments from Pinder Wong in Hong Kong. Pinder, we hear you.
I just wanted to say thank you. These all comments are really very insightful and very, very helpful. And I'll just leave it at that. But in the back of my mind, in terms of this discussion, I would like to have some input on people's views as far as law enforcement. But that's probably perhaps if they could send input to the list on that, in terms of ICANN's role on law enforcement, that would be very, very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Pinder. We are 2 minutes. You have one.
Just to make a link between what Paul and Hagen were saying, the external environment and the institutions that deal with content-related issues internationally are actually very patchy. There are no international systems. There is just a patchwork of national laws. And so this is not a governance ecosystem at the moment. It is a set of actors and stakeholders, which are the nation states. And they're not necessarily looking for a place to do something, because there's not a single place. But there is clearly a need for mechanisms. And here, this is where I would go with Hagen. The stewardship is not necessarily that ICANN would be expanding, as has been explained in the OneNet thing. It is precisely to prevent this pressure from coming on ICANN. But the fact that we could demonstrate that we are able, and we have been as a community able to solve and do things that were not possible in the traditional multilateral system, is the best example for replication of the framework, not expanding the mission of ICANN. So the stewardship is, how do those principles for multi-stakeholder cooperation, issue-based networks function, and how can they be replicated? As a matter of fact, there will be in the coming days and weeks probably examples of situations where ICANN is allowing actors to solve issues that the governments cannot solve.
Thank you, Bertrand. Is there someone left with a pressing need to speak for 30 seconds. Maybe someone I cannot see because they are behind me. We need you to be close to a microphone.
Unmasked. Is the microphone on? Good afternoon. Adam Peake. Very quickly, just an observation on the ICANN homepage. Actually, on the bottom of the homepage, there's an internet governance map. There's also an internet ICANN ecosystem map. And I missed the beginning of this meeting, so you may have already referred to them. But is the panel looking at those? Does it agree with them? Are they finding them useful? And what was the process to devise them? Because perhaps it would be helpful for you to review that as you go forward. I have some confusion about what these maps are, but you know, they may be a starting point, and that's a silly thing to mention right at the end of a meeting, but there's two maps that exist already and we can perhaps use and share. Thanks.
Thank you. Any urgent expressions from the panel members in response to what we've heard? I think I represent well all the panel members by thanking everybody for coming up here and expressing very interesting, important, insightful views, as has already been mentioned. We'll try to keep this interesting for you when we begin drafting, and we'll try to make as interactive and active a discussion as possible in order to make sure that the final document really represents the needs and interests and the principles that guide this community in its full diversity. Please feel free to communicate to us, spread the word if you think there's someone else who should communicate with us, and we'll try to engage with whomever we can. Thanks for attending. Thanks for making this session really worthwhile for the panel through your input and the debate. And see you soon online or elsewhere. Session adjourned.
Thank you, I don't know. Bye-bye.